Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 5:04. Another soldier from Indiana loses his life in Afghanistan. 21-year-old Josh Jetton is originally from Mooresville. A family member says he died from a gunshot wound earlier this week. Jetton had been living in Florida with his wife, who is pregnant. 36-year-old Scott Smith died last week from injuries sustained during a non-combat incident. Lake County officials say DNA evidence was used to positively identify a body found in a shallow grave as 13-year-old Christian Chote, whose father and stepmother are facing murder charges. Investigators say the boy was abused for years before his death in early 2009, his disappearance not reported until last month. The Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority is anticipating between 40 and 50,000 new foreclosure filings this year. The spike is due in part to national issues trickling down to the state level. A consulting service in Lafayette is working with about 300 clients to put together a plan for them to stay in their homes. Executive Director Marie Morse says rates in that area have stayed relatively consistent.
We've had kind of a decline in actual foreclosure filings, while some of the larger banks work out the issues that they had with robo-signing, and they sort of are putting a halt on it, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to start again. So our hope is that before they get that foreclosure notice, maybe we can help them.
Nationally, the state is eighth in the number of foreclosures. It ranked first about a decade ago. However, the number of filings now is three times the amount when Indiana had the highest rate. Overnight, expect partly cloudy skies, a chance of storms, and a low near 68. Right now, 81 degrees for WFYI News.